And the Oscar goes to...
Edit Radio.
Welcome to Edit Radio Podcast number 717. Hello, my name is Ben. Thank you for joining me aboard the good ship Edit Radio as we sail the musical seas in search for another 40 to 45-ish minutes of the very best in music, new and maybe not so new, full of cracking Benergy. A lot of the songs on the podcast this week are going to be super powerful, very energetic. I thought I'd kind of ease you in a little bit. So to start the podcast this week, from the amazing Waxahachie, the album coming out soon is called Tiger's Blood. That song is featuring MJ Lenderman. It's called Right Back to It. A fine example of the kind of brilliance that we just love to champion here on the Edit Radio podcast. To come, great songs from new albums from the likes of Idols and Yard Act and Cheekface and just loads of stuff. Stick with us. It's satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. But before we get started, if I could just talk to the dogs in the room.
Shake it up. Shake it out, girl. Shake it. Peace. Hey. Shake it up. Shake it up. She makes me think of lightning and skies. Her name. She's sexy. How else is God supposed to write her name? She's sexy. She wants to move, but you're hogging her. You're guarding her. She wants to move. She wants to move, but you're hogging her. You're guarding her. Damn. Mister, look at your girl. She wants to move, but you're hogging her. You're guarding her. She wants to move. She wants to move, but you're hogging her. You're guarding her. Beat it, mister. Look at your girl. She loves it. I can see it in her eyes. She.
It's a sexy fade out, sexy, sexy fade out. NERD, celebrating the album that's taken from, called Fly or Die, their second album, celebrating its 20th birthday. From it, that was the lead single called She Wants to Move, the original Pharrell Williams musical vehicle. I used to love NERD. I think I prefer it to any of like Pharrell's solo stuff. It's just the way that it kind of comes from a period of time where a lot of like rap and like hip hop artists were kind of also including like a lot of guitars on their stuff, which gave it kind of excellent crossover appeal for like a young rock fan. And if you're wondering why on this new music podcast I'm playing you a song that's 20 years old for its 20th birthday, it's very simple. It's because one, every time I play a 20th birthday, I get to eat a slice of birthday cake. And two, If you think that that song is old, I've got an absolute classic coming up later on the podcast this week that makes NERD's 20 years look like they've just been born. But look, here's me waffling on. How about we just get on with some music? Here is an absolute banger from Cherub.
About to walk through the door. Chicken. chicken pot pie, her hand on her thigh. Oh,
two songs there that fill me with absolute joy. The first of the two was Cherim. Their debut album is finally out on Alcopop Records. It's called Take It or Leave It. From it, the song is called Alpha Beta Sigma. Look out for Cherim on tour somewhere near you. And then after that, you've just heard Frog of the band, taken from the album called Grog. That's Grog by Frog. The song is called You Should Go to Me, only they've spelled it out in tech speak, which I'm not going to try and... If you want to see how they've completely butchered the spelling of You Should Go to Me, you can just head over to editradio.org and take a look in the track list. I've been listening to KEXP in Seattle for a long time, and for all the time I've been listening to it, my favourite show was the morning show, John in the Morning. And that works out pretty well. They're on air at like 6 or 7 in the morning, Seattle time, which is like 3 in the afternoon over here. But for some reason, I've started listening to the radio on Sunday mornings. It turns out that late Saturday night, Seattle time, that's early Sunday morning UK time, they have like their 3 hours of their punk show, like a couple of hours of their rock and metal show, and then like 4 hours of variety mix that kind of starts heavy and then just kind of smooths out as it goes along. And all of this is really just a long and convoluted way of saying that those suites of shows are where I first heard the band Frog, who you just heard. In hindsight, that long and rambling story could have had a bigger payoff, but... I'm going to distract you. Here's Idols.
My steep, go, fuck.
Awesome, awesome, awesome stuff. Idols are the band. The song is called Gift Horse. They've just had their new album come out recently. It's called Tank, which is like tank, but with a G before the K. I've played Dancer, their single with LCD Sound System from that album. I've played Dancer a couple of times in the podcast, and I really wanted to play something else from this great album, which I've really been enjoying over the past month. Definitely one of my favorites so far in 2024. But instead of playing you Dancer again, I thought I'd play you that song. That song is called Gift Horse. It's good to hear. It's not the sexiest thing from Bristol that you'll hear on Edit Radio, though, in the coming weeks and months, because, as you might know, Barry Dolan has rejoined the Edit Radio revolving door of podcast hosts here to take up the helm for like a monthly podcast. Barry is an awesome person, one of my favorite human beings in the whole world. He is a huge fan of riffs. He's excellent with the rock stuff, and so it's going to be very exciting to find out what he's going to be bringing to the Edit Radio podcast over the next few months. Me and him are going on tour. Actually, next month we've got some shows coming up together. As a result of Barry joining the podcast roster again, Kev and Jen, who husband and wife have been doing separate podcasts all this time, are now going to co-host one together. They've got like one monthly slot. That's kind of cute, isn't it? I think it's kind of cute. To come on the podcast, have I got anything coming up this week that's that cute? No, I don't. What I do have is a song from the recent album from Jessica Hoop. I've got an absolute classic from Fleetwood Mac, and I also have this song, which I've been dying to play you ever since I heard it a few weeks ago. It's got itself wrapped around my brain, and now I'm excited for it to be wrapped around yours too. This is Yard Act.
I got the call for the audition. It was the chance of a lifetime. Said, if all requirements of this role come to fruition, you'll never work another day in your life. So I let my hair grow wrong, don't shave my face. I got some brand new boots and gained a bit of weight. But when I finally got the script in for the role which I was hoping, it said I'd play the victim, shot dead in the cold open.
Time's up, don't be scared. The future's got a room without a view in your own.
Success with casting from the same subset of men whose fleeting failures are all they ever knew. With a straight face beyond repair, digging a grave of nil despair between the crosshairs of a crop that never grew. We pay no respect to common intellect and watch the insects suck the marrow from the bone. For when we go back to our proper jobs and realize the laughter stops, I need to know my chance was fully blown.
Juggling the fear must be funneling.
buying nothing.
The new Yard Act album is called Where's My Utopia. It's out now and it's been well worth the wait. Everything I've heard from it so far has been really good. Yard Act, the song is called When the Laughter Stops. Although the real hero of that song, surely, is the guest vocal from KTJ Pearson, which is absolutely great. And in fact, this album, this single, great video too, kind of ties the whole song together. And indeed, all of Yard Act stuff recently, I've really enjoyed what they've been doing with like the videos for this album. Because all the songs they've released from this album so far, all of the videos, like the narrative runs from one into the other, and it's got the same central character in each video. And it's really good to see that kind of creative investment go into an album in 2024. The production's on, the production on the album's brilliant too. So check that out. That's Yard Act, When the Laughter Stops. Excellent. If I sound a little bit hoarse, it's because before I was feeling really good about like the time of year where we are, I was feeling really bad because I had COVID. I finally managed to get like proper full-blown COVID. I think I might have had it before but had no symptoms, but this time I got like the full gambit of rubbish. It was so boring. So hopefully, where you're listening to this podcast, hopefully you've been having a nice time recently, that your health has been excellent and you've been enjoying the time of year that we're moving into here in the Northern Hemisphere. I don't have a way to get from this part of the link where I am into the next song. So I'm just going to say, here's a song from Jessica Hoop.
I came out to see it for myself. The steady lock dutifully refused. The night stood like a wall beyond the door. Loyal his bourbon, heavy my pour. I went where I'm not meant to go. Did I see the street lamp flicker on? Did I see a flurry in the grass? His one-way mirror, my looking glass. This tiny patch of earth I thought was earth, and I'd meet the earth's edge where his arms end. When the order handed down the new hairstyle for the town, I saw something flicker around the bend. I crept along the sliver of sky, past the granite guards keeping the gate, silent voice the tower held. My sky burst open, his canyon yelled, and only made heard by the hush, and only shown by stars. I'm oddly dressed, and only known the violence for the calm. Heavy his burden, broken my bond. This tiny patch of earth I thought was earth, and I'd meet the earth's edge where his arms end. When they cut radio and TV and raised a new flag on Main Street, I saw something flicker around the bend. You say it's not happened, I saw it happen. The good guy struck the match that lit the cross. I'll know it's happening. You point at the effect and call it cause. I saw it happen. The good guy struck the match that lit the cross. I'll know it's happening. You point at the effect and call it cause. I saw it happen. The good guy struck the match that lit the. I followed the sun. siren to the square. The neon arrow sent me underground. The drum sat me on the back of a whale. Mother, I'll see you beyond the veil, 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 veil.
So, That is obviously Fleetwood Mac. The song is called Jane. It was released in 1977. It's from their album called Rumours. And one of the things that I personally really enjoy about spring is it's the start of the Formula One season. And for many, many years, when BBC had the coverage of the Formula One, the live coverage, they used the last part of that song, The Chain, they used that as like the theme tune. But it's so different to the rest of the song. And so I just wonder if there's like a whole generation of people like me who were born after the song was released, whether there's a whole generation of people who do not and who don't know that there's like a whole other part of the song, you know, because it's a beautiful song in both parts. Fleetwood Mac, The Chain. Before that, from the recent album called Order of Romance, there was Jessica Hoop, and the song was called One Way Mirror. Two songs to go. Up next, some Dirge.
Like music radio from WLS, giving the boy the newest in glam rock. From my small town to the biggest city, pointing my heart where it wanted to be, surrounded by buildings, an artsy city style. My childhood radio, guardian of the 70s. Yeah.
Excellent. The band are Arc Welder, who have been around forever, as far as I know. I think this is their first album for like 24 years, all of a sudden, out of nowhere. The song is called Lafayette. I don't know too much about Arc Welder other than that, so it just remains for me to say thank you for joining us. It's the end of the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Time to go home, get off my lawn. Thank you for coming. Tom Crook and friends are here next week with an excellent musical adventure. They'll be here with their great conversation and top quality of music. And then after that, the week after that, Barry Dolan is back to continue his riff-tastic rock adventures. Tune in for that. And then Kev and Jen are here combining their forces on Tuesday, April the 2nd. But seriously, thank you for tuning in. I love being able to do this, and we love being able to give it to you for absolutely free. If it's your first time listening to Eddie Radio and you've enjoyed it, please do tune in again. I'm going to leave you with a song by a band called Cheekface. Barry and I are going to see Cheekface in a few weeks' time, and I'm very excited. They've got a new album out called It's Sorted. I've played a few songs from it. Barry played a song from it a couple of weeks ago. The most riff-tastic one, obviously. But I'm going to leave you with this song called Life in a Bag. And the reason why I play it and the reason why I like it so much is because they're like, Cheekface are big fans of the American band Cake. And I am as well. But there's something about this song where it's kind of the right tempo. Like the vocal harmonies and the arrangements are all very like paying homage to Cake. And the first few times I heard it, I had to remind myself that this is a Cheekface song, not just like a Cake song. If you're not familiar with the American band Cake, this must be quite confusing for you. It just probably just sounds like I'm just talking about Cake. So screw it, here we go. Thank you for tuning in. This song is called Life in a Bag. I love you. I hope you're well. Hug your loved ones. High five the cool people in your life. And push your enemies down the stairs. Bye!
I saw you at the pharmacy. I want to survive as your faded memory. Heaven is just wiggly air, and I'm alive now. Heaven is just wiggly air, and I'm alive now. Up and to the right, up and to the right. Are there too many dudes in the kitchen? Ooh. Mentally I'll, mentally I'll, mentally I'll be fine. Life in a bag, living my life in a bag. Thank you for putting me in this bag. American chaos, carnage and death. Nature really is returning, and we really are the virus, dude. We got a raise and a promotion at our job. We used to brush our teeth, but we got hotter since we stopped. Our artsy friends have settled down. We put our feelings in a sock. Looks like we got it on lock. We got a raise and a promotion at our job. We're getting shamed online, so you don't need to call the cops. Our hippest friends are getting square. They cross their arms, they check their watch. Seems like we got it on lock. Okay, doctor, I saw you at the pharmacy. Can you tell me if something's wrong with me? Actually, after I admit I have a problem, what's the second step? No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. Down and to the right, down and to the right. I contain multitudes. I contain multiple dudes. Mentally I'll, mentally I'll, mentally I'll be fine. Life in a bag, living my life in a bag. Thank you for putting me in this bag. American chaos, carnage and death. Nature really is returning, and we really are the virus, dude. We got a raise and a promotion at our job. We used to brush our teeth, but we got hotter since we stopped. Our artsy friends have settled down. We put our feelings in a sock. Looks like we got it on lock. We got a raise and a promotion at our jobs. We're You're getting shamed online, so you don't need to call the cops. Our hippest friends are getting square. They cross their arms, they check their watch. Seems like we got it online.